Hey, welcome to the Business Growth Podcast. I spend this episode talking about how BrandShouter has come to the conclusion of whether to outsource work or hire or contract, and the pain points that have brought me to this, to the stages where I'm actually looking into this. So this is not your typical do this podcast that I like to do. This is more just kind of my thoughts in audio, but hopefully you find this interesting, and I'd love to hear back on your thoughts. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Business Growth Podcast by BrandShouter. With each episode, we provide tips, tricks, and conversation geared towards helping your business succeed. It's time to get creatively smart. Now, here's your host, Dan Erickson.
In today's episode, I want to talk about when you should look to hire, or at the very least, when you should find the right outsourced people to help your company grow. I come into this off the back of having to go through this very same process myself with BrandShouter. I actually missed a podcast last week. My funnel that once existed a few months ago has been dried for a long time. I'm basically doing podcasts and releasing them the following week rather than having two or three in advance. And I missed a podcast a couple, 3 weeks ago now too. So this isn't the first one I've missed, purely just because there's too many things going on. And as a solopreneur, it's hard to stay on top of everything and market your own business, you know, especially when you look at your priorities and you see that marketing your business is obviously working, but you also need to handle the incoming clients, the income flux from that marketing. The priority would be to you know, obviously capitalize on what you've been able to create. And so podcasting's kind of taken for BrandShouter as a company, it's taken a bit of a side seat at the moment. However, for clients, it's something that we still do. And of course, BrandShouter tends to take a little bit of a back seat when we get busy anyhow, because that's what we're here for. So that said, I thought it would be interesting. This podcast won't have all the answers. If you found this because you're looking for, you know, when should I hire or when should I hire a contractor, good. I'm glad you found it, and hopefully you enjoy this. And there should be some information that you can take and use. Otherwise, I wouldn't be creating a podcast. That said, though, I kind of want to more share my experience over the last couple weeks and kind of go through kind of the story of what's been going on with BrandShouter a little bit. And hopefully, if you're looking to find some help, this is something that will help you in that search. So, yeah, let's rewind. Probably close to a month ago, I realized that my workload was growing and increasing. And with that, I have a buddy. I actually shared office space with him for about a year before I moved into this location. And I chatted with his wife about helping BrandShouter with our social media campaigns. Also, funny enough, she's helping me do podcast transcriptions and getting them posted up on the website. So if you don't like this, don't blame me. It's all her fault. Okay. Anyhow, that said, I've been working with her. She's been doing a great job. And I brought her in to basically fill a void. BrandShouter's social media I had started, but it was never good enough. And then it was the first thing to start falling aside. Once I started getting busy, I couldn't keep up with it. And it's not my strength. You know, when doing social media for clients, I have outsourced connections I use, but I don't want to use them for myself. That said, I decided it was time that I had my own in-house expert. So I hired, I'm not going to use names. I hired this gal to help me out, and she's doing a great job. And with that, the goal is to where she gets up to speed enough to where she can start handling client social media interactions to continue to help in that vein and to continue to help growth. That said, I had brought her on to help Brand Shatter with the piece that was falling behind. And my ultimate goal was to get her up to speed to where she could then be my social media expert for Brand Shatter, so that I would have somebody nearby, somebody who is way better than I could hope to be and actually enjoys doing it, who can help take care of Brand Shatter and take care of our clients. So it became painfully obvious that I needed help when I started watching these pieces of Brand Shatter that I'd worked so hard to build fall away because I couldn't stay up with them. And I had fallen into the trap in the past of not working on Brand Shatter, of spending all my time working on clients, which is good. I definitely want to work on clients. But if I can't work on my own company, I'm only going to see a lack of growth. I'm going to see holes. And so are people who are interested in hiring me. I do strongly believe that the success that I'm finding right now has come off the back of all the hard work I put into building Brand Shatter. And so if I'm going to just let that fall apart, I'm going to soon fall apart. And there's a reason why I do what I do. So that was my first pain point. That was the first thing that showed up that I was like, man, I need some help. I then signed up three or four kind of smaller clients, but enough to where it took a little time and a little bit of energy, and I had to continue to pay attention. Not to mention, I had a project queue built up of, at one point, I had 10 projects ahead, and a project for Brand Shatter is more than just a quickie. It's things like doing a complete web build or setting up a complete email campaign or building a complete social media schedule and fulfilling that schedule. Bigger projects, things that take many, many hours. And once I hit 10 projects, I'm sitting there thinking, I've got them organized by time and I could sit here and do them all, but I have time for nothing else. I have no time for Brand Shatter. I've got no time. My family time was almost starting to suffer just a little. And I don't, for me, I try really hard to ensure that no matter how passionate I am about growing Brand Shatter, I don't want to throw my relationship with my children and my wife down the drain. So that said, the purpose of this podcast, of course, is, and this is where I'm going with this, is I'm trying to kind of explain the process I went through when I knew it was time to bring on help. And hopefully you hear this and you can understand from your perspective when it's time to bring on help. Because I ran into this question. I've been kind of wanting to hire help for probably about a year and a half. The problem was, is the growth wasn't sustainable. And every time I would go, hey, maybe I should hire, I would, either the workload would balance out because I would get the bigger projects done and just be working on maintenance, or, it just became obvious that I was jumping the gun on that. For the first time since starting Brand Shatter, last year I started focusing on our marketing. There's a whole other podcast episode dedicated to our 2018 results, our marketing experiment. In that podcast episode, I kind of talk about how I worked on Brand Shatter. And that said, if I'm going to just let that fall apart, I'm going to lose that momentum. And I've said this like three times already by this point. But that said, I started seeing and started feeling the pain because I could no longer maintain a little bit of a family life and continue to maintain all of my clients without bringing in some help. I look at Brand Shatter and I think, you know what? In a perfect world, there are three things I need. I need a good networking/salesperson, someone who can go out there. And obviously the end result would be that they would bring in clients for us to take care of. But more importantly is connect Brand Shatter better through the community and better with other businesses. I do what I can. And I'm constantly, working at being better at this, but I'm an introvert. And so this doesn't come naturally to me like it would to somebody who's very extroverted and good at that. The other thing I need is somebody who's very analytical oriented, someone who could replace kind of where my brain naturally goes and take care of looking at advertising statistics and everything else. I also can use a creative person, somebody who can do design work, somebody who has an eye for what makes things look good. I do like to think I have a little bit of that, but it's not my natural bent. It's something I have to like step outside of myself and look down upon my work as though I'm a different person in order to get that creative flair and those creative juices going. Also, I suffer from the fact that I have to be in the right mood. Some days I just can't be creative no matter how hard I try because, you know, of being tired or what have you, but because it's not natural, sometimes it's just hard to do that. So that said, even if I was great and amazing at all three of those things, there's no way that any well-run business can run off of one person being amazing at every aspect. And so with that, I've recognized the three pieces that I need to fill out to complete this puzzle. And so I've been working to identify these people, making phone calls, having chats, starting kind of with my own network. One of my friends I chatted with, someone else who is a good acquaintance, just trying to see where they're at in life and you know, what they want, you know, if they're interested in potentially working with me in the future and what they want to do. You know, and I had a no today from a buddy of mine, and that's cool. A couple irons in the fire, and another gentleman that I've met recently who hopefully I'll get him on an interview here soon. I keep telling him I want to, but I don't. But just random people have come into my life at the right times to give me other resources to look at, as well as to hopefully I can add something back in their life as well. That said, I'm going to wrap this up. We're at, you know, 11-ish minutes. And I feel like I'm kind of rambling, mostly because this is how my brain has been working. I know that I need the help. I know, like I said, I've identified the three biggest pieces, but I can't bring them in just yet. I can't justify that expense on my company. That said, you'll understand and realize when it's time to hire, when you feel certain things slipping through the cracks. And it's important that if something's slipping through the cracks, it's not your clients, you know, especially if you're a marketing agency like BrandShouter is. You want your clients to not feel the pain as much as possible. You'll have to feel it first. And then you bring in reinforcements, you build yourself back up and continue to handle your clients as though nothing happened, and get your staff trained or your contractors, make sure they understand how to work right within the confines that they need to work in, and continue forward. So there's that. Nice podcast kind of about my own problems and how I'm approaching them and looking at them. Does it make me right? No. I am actually not doing this podcast as being an expert by any means. I am coming to you with my recent struggles in hopes that you can learn a little something based on my thoughts and comments. I would be interested to know if anyone listening to this has any pointers or thoughts. I mean, I've looked into the world of virtual assistants and so forth. I've kind of settled on I would like to have somebody nearby, but I could be convinced otherwise. And if you have thoughts on that or thoughts on hiring in general, contractors versus hiring. I've spent a ton of time researching all this, and I would be very interested in your thoughts. So hopefully you enjoyed this quick kind of offbeat podcast. Hopefully it's provided some value to you, and I look forward to doing the next one for you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on your favorite podcasting service. For more information on Brand Shouter and our services, visit us at brandshouter.com.